I am here with Neva Brown at Hospitality Homes in Xenia, Ohio. Can you remember what happened on that day?
My husband had just left for work. He was working second shift, and we always had our main meal before he went to work in the afternoon. And I put the dishes to soak in the sink and proceeds to sit down and listen to the radio. They said something about a storm headed for Xenia. So I sat there for a while and listened a little more, and I got up and looked out of the window, and I saw this great big black, I cannot describe it. It was huge, headed our way. Well, I just couldn't hardly believe it was a tornado. I'd never seen anything like this. It was unbelievable. My boys, of course, were still in school. He had been out for track practice, and I was worried sick. They had gotten all the boys from the track underneath the stadium. And when they found out what it was, the coaches had the boys all sit along the wall and put their heads down between their legs. Some of them, it was a sight to behold. Some of them clothed, some of them partly clothed, some of them bare naked because they were in the process of taking their showers. But anyway, they all got out of there okay. So the day after, my husband said, by being a truck driver, he said, I know there's no restaurants open, and there's going to be a need because of all these truckers that had to haul this debris away. It was a mountain, and they put it over in Fairborn in the quarry over there. He said, there'll be a number of drivers. And so he had talked to Bill Wilson, who was the mayor at the time. So he got in touch with the Fair Board, and they gave us permission to use the old dining hall at the fairgrounds. And it saved them time, too, being able to eat here and not have to run all over someplace trying to find someplace to eat. We had people bring donations in. We had one gentleman that used to own a restaurant in Xenia. He brought big containers of meatloaves already made. Oh, he just was such a benefactor for us. The Amish people came with their pies and their cakes and work. Oh, they would work. When we still had the old stove, one little girl got down and scrubbed the oven out. I can just see her yet. She just worked so hard getting that oven because it was terrible. In the beginning, there was many a day that we wore winter coats and boots and stood and fried bacon for breakfast. But after word of mouth come out, of course, then we got lots of donations.
How long did you do this?
Till the 29th of May, the day before Memorial Day. And we was there every day from 6 o'clock till we could get cleaned up in the evening, which would be 7 o'clock. But they were long days, but they were the most rewarding, that I felt like I was doing something worthwhile. We had people come who didn't have homes, and they were so grateful. I've never told my story before, but I've relived it time and time again. The memories of it, the good and the bad. It was a sad time, but we still had a lot of laughs, and I've got a lot of good memories. Oh, it's just unbelievable how Xenia has come back after seeing the disaster. It was just a town that seemed to come together.